which interests he was representing or how he got access to the White House. Since Abramoff pleaded guilty 2 weeks ago, McClellan told reporters he was checking into Abramoff's meetings. He said, quote, I'm making sure I have a thorough report back to you on that. He said on January 5th in a press briefing, I'll get that to you hopefully very soon. Today, McClellan said he checked on it at reporters' request but could not discuss the private staff-level meetings. He said Abramoff attended 3 Hanukkah receptions at the White House originally, but he corrected himself today to say there were only 2 in 2001 and 2002. McClellan said George Bush does not know Abramoff personally, although he said it's possible the two met at those Hanukkah receptions. 2 federal lawsuits are trying to put a stop to the Bush administration's domestic spying without warrants. A lawyer for the Center for Constitutional Rights, which sued in New York, says an unfettered executive can brand anyone a terrorist. The ACLU also filed a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of what it calls a secret government program. No change in Ariel Sharon's condition, a spokesman at Jerusalem's Hadassah Hospital, saying the Israeli prime minister is still in serious but stable condition in a coma. Relatives say Sharon briefly opened his eyes yesterday, but officials say that may have been only an involuntary movement. Sharon has been unconscious since a massive stroke January 4th. Former President Gerald Ford, who has pneumonia, is hospitalized, responding to treatment. He could go home tomorrow, they say. Ford admitted to Eisenhower Medical Center in Rancho Mirage, California, on Saturday. They're saying he could be discharged if there are no further setbacks. He could be sent home tomorrow. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We have a guest tonight. This is part of our producer, Catherine Bay's, insistence on offering little beams of sunshine every now and then, hope in a hopeless world. Joining us tonight will be a woman who's been a guest on our program before, Sansara Taylor of worldcantwait.org, who's going to join us to discuss some of the considerable plans of that organization to bring the Bush crime family to justice. You can check it all out. That's coming up in about 30 minutes. You can check it out. Go to their website, worldcantwait.org. No apostrophes, just worldcantwait.org. Don't forget, tomorrow, Wednesday, we are going to begin without a lot of fanfare, without production values. We are going to begin a nightly reading of Orwell's 1984, which, in my opinion, is more relevant today than it was in 1984. Although 1984 was a pretty scary year too. Not like this. Some of the plans that were laid out in 1984, thanks to the traitor to the United States and disgrace to the United States Marine Corps, that would be Oliver North. Some of the plans that were laid out to detain U.S. citizens are still there. The documents that were prepared and signed, the executive orders that were put in place in case there was civil unrest in the U.S. as a result of an invasion by our troops in Central America. So everything's still in place, but anyway, I digress. So tomorrow night we will start, and that's during the second hour. Is that right, Kathy? Each night we will do, it's only going to be about a 6.5 minute long segment. So, and we will continue this until one of three things happens. We complete the novel on this program, on this network, that's A. B, the country implodes, and I and Kathy, along with other people at Air America, are arrested as enemies of the state. Or three, I separate from Air America Radio. And I don't see the third thing happening. So we'll see what happens. I want to play a soundbite that we played last night of Al Gore. Just one. We played a bunch for you last night, and I think it was sufficient to getting you to understand or listen to what was being said, getting me to understand, too, because, like you, I was not able to hear the speech on mainstream media. It just simply wasn't carried. Oh, you go to C-SPAN and see it, sure. And interestingly, today, New York Times, Washington Post, They talked about Hillary Clinton's statement that working in the Bush or the Bush administration inner workings is not dissimilar to that of a plantation where everybody stumbles around saying yassa. But Gore's speech was totally ignored by the two newspapers of record in the United States, Washington Post, New York Times. You know what I mean by totally ignored. There might have been an AP mention of the stories, but you understand what I'm saying. So we want to play this for you. This he said some powerful things, but this to me was the most critical, and this is why this regime has to be removed. It has to be removed from office. There's no discussion here as far as I'm concerned. The Bush administration must be removed from office. The Constitution calls for it. The American people are going to demand it. Those of us who still respect this nation, I'm not talking about Republicans, true conservatives would also demand his ouster. True conservatives, true liberals would demand that this man get the hell out of town. Republicans are not worth the powder to blow him to hell. We understand that. Republicans would just suck up to whatever the Bush crime family or their preachers tell them to suck up to. But let's listen to Al Gore one more time.
As you know, the president has also declared that he has a heretofore unrecognized inherent power to seize and imprison any American citizen. that he alone determines to be a threat to our nation, and that notwithstanding his American citizenship, that person in prison has no right to talk with a lawyer, even if he wants to argue that the president or his appointees have made a mistake and imprisoned the wrong person. The president claims that he can imprison that American citizen, any American citizen he chooses, indefinitely, for the rest of his life, without even an arrest warrant, without notifying them of what charges have been filed against them, without even informing their families that they have been imprisoned. No such right exists in the America that you and I know and love. It is foreign to our Constitution. It must be rejected.
Well, I hope to shout, it must be rejected. It's just mind-boggling to me that we're even having this discussion. That in the United States of America, this sick bastard that sits in the White House says he has the right to imprison anybody he chooses indefinitely without warrants, without notifying them of charges, or denying them legal counsel, without informing their families. What does that sound like to you? Well, you know what it sounds like. It sounds like every run-of-the-mill totalitarian thug that has ever pranced across the political stage, whether it's in Germany, Russia, China, Chile, the United States. Where was this? At Democratic Underground, there is a little piece written by Bernard Weiner, Shallow Throat. It's titled, Do Democrats Have a Death Wish? And it's really a great read. Just a paragraph or two from it. This is Shallow Throat talking to Bernard. Bernard goes off to the park to meet Shallow Throat. And Shallow Throat says the reality they're missing. Now, he's talking about liberals and you know, the usual gang of liberals, probably including most of us here at Air America. But he mentions MoveOn.org and you know. And he says, the reality they're missing is that Bush and company long ago declared war on our democratic institutions, and the liberals pretend that it never happened. Bush and company have set themselves up as a dictatorship where, under an extreme interpretation of the unitary executive theory, the president can violate whatever law he wishes whenever he wishes, totally negating the legislative branch's lawmaking and oversight powers. They've been doing this in secret for years, using the national security dodge when carrying out and condoning torture, domestic spying on citizens' emails and phone calls and so on. And now, thanks only to some whistleblower, friends of mine inside the administration, the whole rotten, stinking pile is out in the open. The issue is joined, and yet the Democrats simply can't face that they're going to have to really fight for freedom and power. Not just mouth the words. The Alito hearings were the perfect platform to make their points openly. And with all that free airtime, they dropped the ball. Yeah. Why is the Democratic Party leadership so silent? I mean, it took Nancy Pelosi, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to back Jack Murtha with his call for what he referred to as a redeployment of U.S. forces out of Iraq, that we've lost the war, that it's over. 3 weeks. During that time, these swift boat bastards for lies were able to mount an attack now on John Murtha. Did you know John Murtha doesn't deserve his Purple Hearts? Huh? And did you know that Max Cleland really didn't lose two legs and an arm in Vietnam? That never happened. That's an optical illusion. And John Kerry was never wounded, you see? Why do Democrats do this? Carefully get in a circle, take aim, and open fire.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet, but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
Dear Gold Bond, I'm a hairstylist, and washing hair all day really wrecks my hands.
Listen to this real letter from Nikki of West Virginia about our Ultimate Healing Lotion.
Since I found Gold Bond Ultimate, my hands haven't cracked once.
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, cracked skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
Now I show off my hands to all my clients.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
This stuff really works.
Truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malone.
Twenty-two past the hour. Yeah, that's the major mystery for me as a Democrat.
why the resistance is not up front and being shouted every single day. I honestly don't understand this from a logical point of view. I do understand it from a political point of view. The Democratic Party has been turned into a party of pimps and whores. They're Republican light. They're terrified, most of them, certainly the leadership. They're terrified of getting out front on an issue. They should be leading, and they are not leading. I mean, Al Gore has to make this mind-boggling statement. Meantime, Hillary is saying things that open her up to charges of practically charges of racism, referring to the Bush administration as a plantation, which it is. But come on, Hillary, for Christ's sake, you know how to talk better than that. That's what gets the press. Now, the Democratic Party leadership should understand this. The media is out to murder the Democratic Party. Murder it, kill it, just smother it, beat it, batter it to death. That's what the media is trying to do. The Democratic Party is an irritation. It won't go along with the program. What's the program? Fascism. American fascism. 2006. Here it is. Bingo. Bada bing, bada boom. It's here! So what does Democratic Party leadership do when you have people who do take a chance, like Cynthia McKinney, like Jack Murtha, like Al Gore? What happens? Nothing! Nothing! Nothing happens! Nothing! What happens is, it's impossible for nothing to happen. I mean, that would be indication of a vacuum or something, right? What happens is you have people like Dianne Feinstein say, well, I'm going to vote against Alito, but he certainly handled himself well under close scrutiny, and I don't think there should be a filibuster. And then who was it? Which Nelson? Nelson of Florida, Democrat, came out today, or Nelson of Nebraska? I don't even know. I frankly don't care. I hate the leadership of the Democratic Party. By that, I mean the prominent members, the ones who do get the camera, the ones who do get the ink. They're sneaks and cowards. They're worse than sneaks and cowards. They are betraying the country. Of course Republicans are going to betray the country. That is their nature. It is the nature of a snake to bite you and try to kill you if it's a poisonous snake. It is the nature of Republicans to destroy the republic. Isn't that ironic? Republicans destroying the republic and replace it with a form of corporate fascism. America brand, 2006. We expect that from Republicans. What do we expect from Democrats?
Leadership?
Yeah. All right. Sure. We should never forget that everything Adolf Hitler did in Germany was legal and everything the Hungarian freedom fighters did in Hungary was illegal. It was illegal to aid and comfort a Jew in Hitler's Germany. Even so, I'm sure that had I lived in Germany at the time, I would have aided and comforted my Jewish brothers. I must make two honest confessions to you, my Christian and Jewish brothers. First, I must confess over the past few years I have been gravely disappointed that with the white moderate, I have almost reached the regrettable conclusion that the Negro's great stumbling block in his stride toward freedom is not the White Citizens Council or the Ku Klux Klanner, but the white moderate, who is more devoted to order than to justice, who prefers a negative peace, which is the absence of tension, to a positive peace, which is the presence of justice. Who constantly says, I agree with you in the goal you seek, but I cannot agree with your methods of direct action. Who paternalistically believe he can set the timetable for another man's freedom. Who lives by a mythical concept of time, and who constantly advises the Negro to wait for a more convenient season. Shallow understanding from people of goodwill is more frustrating than absolute misunderstanding from people of ill will. Lukewarm acceptance is much more bewildering than outright rejection. I had hoped that the white moderate would understand that law and order exist for the purpose of establishing justice, and that when they fan in this purpose, they become the dangerously structured dams that block the flow of social progress. I had hoped that the white moderate would understand that the present tension in the South is a necessary phase of the transition from an obnoxious negative peace in which the Negro passively accepted his unjust plight to a substantive and positive peace in which all men will respect the dignity and worth of human personality. Actually, we who engage in nonviolent direct action are not the creators of tension. We merely bring to the surface the hidden tension that is already alive. Letter from Birmingham Jail, April 16, 1963. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Now substitute white moderate for Democrat!
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. Working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When I created the 8-pound Orrick XL, I created a new category of vacuum. It's hypoallergenic. And why is hypoallergenic so important? Because it offers incredible filtration and traps over 99.99% down to 0.3 microns of that nasty dust that carries germs. Call 1-800-989-4200 for free literature or 30-day home trial. Because cleanliness is next to Auricness.
Dear Gold Bond, my husband's a carpenter.
And my hands were rough as sandpaper. Here's a real letter from Gene and Tom of New Jersey about our Ultimate Healing Lotion. Then she got me Gold Bond Ultimate.
It works better than any lotion we've ever used.
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, cracked skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
Now his hands are almost smoother than mine.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
This stuff really works.
It really does.
26 before the hour. This is Air America. Since Sarah Taylor is with worldcantwait.org, she joins us now via telephone from right here in the Atlanta, Georgia area. So, Sarah, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thank you.
My pleasure. Good to talk with you again. Coming up on, there are two events coming up that I want to cover first, and let's talk about how serious it is to make a stand and, if necessary, divide the country right down the middle and get rid of this bastard. On the night of Bush's State of the Union address, which is January 31st, what's happening then?
Nationwide, people are going to gather in protests, mass protests, in center squares, town halls, and bring the noise 1 hour before Bush speaks. It's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time he speaks, so people are gathering at 8 and at the various times simultaneously across the country, drowning out Bush's lies and making noise, rallying for an hour and then drowning him out when he begins to speak and saying, no, Bush, step down. You don't represent us. You don't speak for us. And really in our numbers coming out together and feeling the strength of that and showing the world that he does not speak for us and demanding that he go. Then the following Saturday, February 4th, we're taking this to D.C., right to the seat of power. Because, I mean, it's interesting, your show you're going on and you're exposing, no one is going to do this for us. The Democrats are not going to do this. There's indictable offenses. There's crimes. So we're taking, it's on us, and we're taking this demand, Bush step down, to the White House February 4th, the Saturday right after the State of the Union, and we want the world to see this. And we're calling this, it's not a State of the Union. This is a state of emergency, and we're bringing this demand right there. And, you know, and we mean it. He has to go.
All right. Now, on let me go back to Tuesday the 31st, which is Bush's scheduled State of the Union address, which is going to be just an abomination as far as I'm concerned. It's just going to be vile. So the idea here is to gather in your town, in your city hall, federal building, wherever, I'm sure at the website.
Yeah, they're posted on our website, worldcantwait.org, the different areas.
Where to gather. Bring drums, violins, the car horns, air horns.
Exactly.
No firecrackers, folks, no guns. You know, bring stuff that's not going to get your asses in trouble, but bring stuff to make noise. Church bells, pots, like what they used to do in Northern Ireland when people were on the prowl, and make a lot of noise to try to drown out what Bush is going to be saying. And then on the 4th, in February 4th in D.C., a massive political demonstration right at the White House. And you're not talking about on the ellipse or anything like that. You're talking about right at the White House.
Well, the rally itself may end up being on the ellipse or on the mall, but then people are going to march past the White House, and we're going to send a delegation right in front of the White House. They're very controlling about who they allow and how many they allow at one time in front of the White House. So we're working out the details, but we do have permits. And it's important. It's important symbolically and also literally to be there. I mean, we've been drawing inspiration from the Ukraine to Argentina. If you want regime change, people actually have to bring their bodies to the seat of power, to the Capitol. And that's what we're calling on people to do.
Let's talk about this for a second. In the past few days, in the past few weeks, as far as I'm concerned, we have seen some tremendous displays of cowardice in this country. A few people have stepped out and taken those tentative steps to challenge what this criminal enterprise in Washington is doing. People like Jack Murtha, who is certainly a conservative. He is certainly somebody who believes in war as a means of diplomacy. I have never cared too much for Murtha, but he finally saw the writing on the wall. He's made his statements, totally abandoned by the Democratic Party. Al Gore, who anyone who listens to this program knows I've had problems with, but Al Gore came out and made some statements that are factually correct. It doesn't make any difference who is delivering the message if the message is correct. But nobody, nowhere, is the media all of the media have, for the most part, ignored Gore's speech. The two newspapers of record, the Post and the Times, nothing. Murtha can't get a Democratic Party leader to buy him a cup of coffee. There is no leadership, so it is up to who then?
This one's on us. This is the whole point. And people should. I agree with your point about Gore. He said some things that are true, and it's very harrowing to listen to him describe what this president has the power to do and is doing, snatching people, torturing them, disappearing them, and all of this without, you know, that's very harrowing, and people need to ask themselves, can you listen to all of this and not act? And if no one else is going to do it, then it's on you, because we are at a turning point in history, because, you know, Shakespeare said there's a tide in the affairs of men.
Right.
And this month you are seeing, you see the Alito nomination go through, there's no objections. You see the wiretapping is just, it's out in the open. And, you know, there's some talk about it, but you're right, it's not getting the talk of impeachment is not on the front page. There's a new crisis in Iran. There's a tide that is now raging. And on the State of the Union, Bush is going to come forward before the country and before the world, and he's going to try to repackage this whole program and set the terms for the next year and say, this is the new normalcy. And if people sit this one out, all you have to do is sit at home, and it becomes ratified, because no one, you just see, there's no wall between this and the new normalcy, except if people find it in themselves to act. And I am a firm believer, and not just in a, you know, I've seen it myself. I've been around and I've talked to people and I've heard this. People are outraged, and they are, and I know some of your listeners are too, but this one's on us, and people actually have to take it upon yourselves. A lot of people who have never been, you know, activists or organizers, and they leave things, politics, often to the politicians. This is, I think Gore got to something. There's radical fundamental changes going on, and people have to find themselves in the streets. They have to repudiate this. It would make a big difference if when Bush speaks, instead of him being able to reset the agenda and hammer into place everything that we've just seen in the Alito nomination alone, plus everything else that's going on, if in the midst of that there was tens of thousands of people, literally, Bush stepped down. If that was being said, if that was the message that people heard, that would change the tide. It will still be a fight, but it would call forward a whole different dynamic in this country. It has to actually happen. People need to take this up. They need to find their friends, take it to their jobs, take it to their religious communities. They need to take it to their kids' soccer league, and say, you know what? We're going to get out on the 31st, and we're going to go to D.C. on February 4th, because that's where you have to be. History is being decided right now, and it is possible to turn this tide. But it's not if we fail to act. If we sit back right now, we are courting disaster and worse.
Talk for a moment about the necessity. Let me think how to phrase this. There's a lot of talk in media and in political circles that the worst thing you can do in America is to divide, to polarize people, to force people to the extremes, on the left or the right or whatever. It seems to me it's become critically necessary now to force this issue. I'm sure you agree with that.
Yeah, I think, you know, what we have in this country is we have very sharp polarization, and I think rather than this logic of, oh, no, let's go for the middle, I think we on our side need to be thinking about repolarization, and we have to sort some things out for people and give them some. It's not that complicated. I think we need to be talking to our friends and saying, look, are you for torture or are you against it? Mm-hmm. Are you for forcing women to have babies they don't want, or are you against that? Are you for wrapping whole villages in Iraq in barbed wire and reducing others to rubble, or are you against that? Are you for, you know, suppression of science in an era of global warming at huge risk to the planet? Or are you against that? It's not that complicated. And I think we have to go and tell people this. It's not that complicated. And people know. People know in their hearts they don't want to live in this world as it's being created. And they're scared, and they're being told each day that no one thinks like them. That was the message that we kept hearing in the media all last week during the Alito nomination. Everybody kept saying, well, there was no objection from the American people. No. There was a lot of agonizing. There was a lot of it. Everybody listening knows that people were agonizing over this, but no one was calling them out to act. And this is what we're doing. The world can't wait to drive out the Bush regime. This is for everybody. This is the future, not just of this country. Here we are in an era where this government, the Bush regime, is shaping policy in the lives of billions of people around the planet and risking the livelihood of the planet itself. And so this is, you know, this is for everybody. And even if you never thought you'd be doing this, I mean, here's, I think you're right to bring up Nazi Germany as a parallel.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't look back at the Germans, the good Germans, and say, oh, you know, well, they weren't all expecting to be activists. They weren't all expecting. They didn't, you know, we understand. No, we don't look like that. History judges you sharply. You find yourself in a moment like this. You find yourself in a moment like this, you know, the racial cleansing of mm-hmm. Katrina that's going on now, and it's just being, you know, there's no opposition there. These are real living crimes, and they're crimes against humanity, many of them. And there are war crimes being committed, and it's out in the open. And I think there's a question that people have to ask. If you're not going to act now, how much more Nazi does it have to get? How much worse
does
it have to get?
Yeah, the essential question, if not now, when? If not us, who? Hold on a second, Sincera. We have to take a break here. We'll be right back. We're talking with Sincera Taylor. Go to the website worldcantwait.org. Check it out. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour, we're talking for a few more minutes here with Sarah Taylor, who is with worldcantwait.org. Check out the website. Get involved here. Sarah, a couple of things. Let me combine all this into one question. What mechanism is needed to let people know, first of all, that their rage is justified, and secondly, that the resistance is necessary, and third, to deal with the fear? There are a lot of people who would like to protest, to take to the streets, and they're literally afraid now, knowing what we know, what is coming out about the Bush crime family, about rendition, about all this stuff that is happening in the United States of America. So, three-part question. How to let people know their rage is justifiable or justified, and the resistance is absolutely necessary, and that their fear has to be dealt with how?
Well, I'll start with the last one first, which is, and I'll pose it this way. Everything that people are afraid of, if you don't act, it's going to happen anyway. And that's the reality. And the torture is going on. Everybody's being wiretapped anyhow. This is the reality. You're not, and the only way you're going to duck from this is you either become a part of it or, you know, you're going to get crushed by it unless we come together now on a massive enough scale to stop it. And I think that's the reality. It's unconscionable not to act right now, and it's not practical anyhow. Everything you're afraid of, we're going there. Sorry. That's the reality. They're going to lock up people for having consensual gay sex. They're going to execute abortion providers. They're going to, you know, force women into back alleys and worse. All that stuff is going to happen. If people sit this one out, that's where we're headed. Now, on the other hand, if people act, here's the reality, too, is that there still are a lot of people. You know, part of their fear is that they're recognizing something that they don't like, and there's a lot of people who are still in a place where they can be one to act about that and to resist that. And I think that we have a challenge, and everybody who has a heart and a conscience right now has a challenge, because we don't have a lot of time, and the window is closing, because all you have to do is sit passively while these things get dragged into the open. It's one thing if the president spies secretively, but if it happens in plain view and he does it illegally and consistently and all this and people don't act, then that becomes the new normal. It's right. That which you will not resist and mobilize to stop, you'll learn or be forced to accept. So that's on the one hand, but then I would put it to people is that there are three things concretely. You know, the resistance needs to be known to people. A lot of people don't yet know that there's something that they can do, and we need people to help let them know, because this State of the Union is the answer. People, you know, people need to be there in the streets, put their rejection, repudiate this direction, and start to undermine, in the eyes of millions even further, the legitimacy of this regime and the legitimacy of the demand that Bush stepped down. And when you do that, I mean, the interesting thing is that thieves fall out when the going gets tough. You know, there's all kinds of indictable offenses. Some people even have been indicted, Scooter Libby or whatever. That could go further if it actually got hammered at with a political resistance. New things become possible. So, but there are millions of people who feel this, and part of how we get them to act on the part of them that's outraged and not the part that's afraid is that they need to hear about it from the people that they know. You have to go talk to them, say, okay, we're getting organized. We're going out on the 31st in our local area. If there's not something planned, we're calling something and we're letting people know. And we're giving money. People should give money. Go to worldcantwait.org. We're placing ads in the New York Times. We placed one already. We're placing another one. We're running ads in Air America. We want to place more ads other places. People need to hear about this enough times so that they actually get the sense of this is happening on a scale that can really make a difference. And that's part of, if they're not acting alone, but they're acting with tens of thousands, with their friends, with their coworkers, and also they know that millions of others keep hearing about it, then it becomes worth taking that risk because it has a chance at doing something. So I would, you know, these three things is that people should get organized in their local areas, you know, take this, like I said, to the people that you know. Two, you should give money. And really give money, like it matters, because it does. And it, everywhere that we have been with our ads that we've reached so far, we're not getting a passive response. We're getting a very active response. It's getting traction, but it's not yet out there. We have 2 weeks. It's a very charged political moment. A lot can be done. So you should give money, and then you should get a ticket. Get to D.C. We have buses going from many places. Go to our website or buy an airline ticket if you're across the country. It really makes a difference to be there. So these are three concrete things that people can do and should do.
Well, what we're just about out of time, but what you mentioned a few moments ago and what I've seen in I'm a History Channel addict. They had a two-hour special on Hitler today that was just absolutely fascinating, the way the legal power in Germany, the Democratic Republic of Germany, transferred from the people to the dictator. And I think the window, I agree with you, I think the window in the United States is closing. We've got to do something. It's going to be incredibly tragic to sit a year from now or 5 years or 10 years from now and look back and say to our kids or our grandkids, Jesus, you know, at one time we were almost free. Sansara, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk again, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
All right, take care. The website is worldcantwait.org. No spaces, no apostrophes, worldcantwait.org. Please go there. Please check it out. Please do something, okay? We'll be right back.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
To a greater extent than any nominee for the High Court in recent memory, and very possibly in the long history of the country, Samuel Alito has placed himself clearly and unequivocally at odds with the original intent of the authors of the Constitution and the incontrovertible language of that document. Alito is a militant advocate for an expansive view of the powers of the president in wartime. Yet the authors of the Constitution were absolutely determined to prevent presidents from making war without the consent of Congress and from abusing a state of war to curtail domestic liberties. James Madison warned that war is in fact the true wet nurse of executive aggrandizement. Roger Sherman, another author of the Constitution, explained that the executive should be able to repel and not to commence war. And George Mason, the father of the Bill of Rights, said at the time, "I am for clogging rather than facilitating war." For more on why the founders would oppose the Alito nomination, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth. Put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now available in three sizes at Walgreens and other fine stores.
Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Democrats blasting the Republican plan to crack down on ethics abuses. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says the idea of Republicans reforming themselves is, quote, like asking John Gotti to clean up organized crime. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi calls it little more than a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. The proposals, revealed by House Speaker Dennis Hastert, include a prohibition on travel paid for by private groups and a virtual ban on gifts from lobbyists. Those moves come as convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff is promising to name the names of lawmakers who he gave gifts and favors. Ohio Congressman Bob Ney, who's implicated in the Abramoff investigation, announced this weekend he will be giving up his committee chairmanship. Democrats planning to unveil their own ethics reform proposals tomorrow. It's expected to call for an outright ban on gifts from lobbyists. The White House is saying today's Supreme Court ruling in favor of Oregon's assisted suicide law is disappointing. Spokesman Scott McClellan says George Bush is committed to building what he called a culture of life. But in a 6-3 vote, the Supreme Court tossed out the Bush administration attempt to use a federal drug law to go after doctors who prescribe lethal doses to terminally ill patients as allowed under the Oregon law. Oregon Solicitor General says the ruling confirms Oregon law is valid. A lawsuit on the Bush administration domestic spying program filed in two cities, one in New York on behalf of the Center for Constitutional Rights and Individuals, and in Chicago, the ACLU says a Bush administration program of domestic spying intrudes on the free speech privacy rights promised to Americans under the First and Fourth Amendments. That group filed the lawsuit in Detroit challenging the constitutionality of what it calls a secret government program. Senator Trent Lotz deciding to seek a fourth term. The Mississippi Republican says he wants to keep working on federal issues related to his state's recovery from Hurricane Katrina. His waterside home was destroyed by the hurricane. NASA canceled today's launch of a space probe on a mission to Pluto because of high winds. It was supposed to leave Florida early this afternoon, but controllers kept pushing back the launch window to the last possible moment before they scrubbed it for the day. The New Horizons spacecraft, the fastest one ever launched when it finally goes, but it still won't be sending any information on Pluto back for at least 9.5 years. That's the earliest it is expected to arrive. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We mentioned last night that the oldest living ex-president, Gerald Ford, had developed pneumonia. Was he home now, Kathy? They sent him home? I don't know. He's, 92? Getting up there. An email from Simon at Airstrip One. Simon writes, as the last surviving member of the Warren Commission, as Gerald Ford left instructions that the contents of the commission's files, the ones that LBJ ordered sealed until 2039, be revealed after his death? I have a hard time, Simon writes, believing in principle that anyone involved in an obvious cover-up doesn't know the truth, regardless of what the issue is. Well, we certainly know what Simon's writing about. But that's a good question. That's the last surviving member of the Warren Commission. Of course, it's probably not up to him, Simon. I'm sure that when LBJ issued that directive, that they would remain sealed for what was, essentially 50 years? That a presidential directive like that is inviolable? I don't know. What pisses me off, and it really does, it's one of those stories that I would like to know what the real ending is, and I know damn good and well I'm not going to be here. I will be long dead. And no way of anybody getting the message to me, hey, Mike, this is what really happened. That irritates me. It does. It does. From Kate, regarding Al Gore, Mike, Al Gore was making the same speeches in 2004 and 2003. He could not get airtime except on C-SPAN. Even then, as I told you before, he's the reason I voted for Bill Clinton. After reading Earth in the Balance, I believed he really understood what was at stake. I still do, but I too have a love-hate attachment to him. I begged him to run in 2004. Al Gore, though, Kate writes, will not save us. Our representatives will not save us. We must save ourselves, as our grandparents did, as our great-grandparents did, as Americans have always done. Though the press has sold us down the river, though the Congress have whored themselves to corporate gods of greed and profit, there's one thing most Americans have in common. Almost every one of our forefathers came to this continent in search of freedom. Most families have the stories of oppression, of loved ones killed, defending our independence in one battle or another. Democracy is in our DNA. I cannot believe that we, the people, will not stop this madness. But then again, the second coming keeps creeping into my head. Thank you. Watch your back, Kate. Kate is making pretty much the same point, is she not, Truth Seekers, that Sansara was making? It's time. It is time. I touched on this the other night. I'm so sick of signing petitions and getting out phone numbers to send a fax to somebody in D.C. or a phone call. It's not working. You can fax until your finger drops off. You can sign online petitions until your nose bleeds. It's not working. Do you not understand that, Truth Seeker? Now, come on. I'm not going to be the skunk at the picnic here, but it's not working. Nobody responds. The Bush crime family doesn't respond. They don't have to. They are the power. The Democrats don't respond. The Democratic Party leadership, they don't respond. They don't have to. They are secure as the enablers of the Republicans, with a few exceptions. The media couldn't care less. Matter of fact, the media wants to see a lockdown, with a few exceptions. There are a few writers out there who are still making noise. Talk radio? Give me a break. A few people on this network are still making noise. But that's not who it's up to. William Butler Yeats' poem, are y'all familiar with this? Very quick. I love it. Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart. The center cannot hold.
Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Surely some revelation is at hand. Surely the second coming is at hand. The second coming. Hardly are those words out when a vast image of some spiritus mundi troubles my sight. Somewhere in sands of the desert, a shape with lion body and the head of a man, a gaze blank and pitiless as the sun, is moving its slow thighs, while all about it reel shadows of the indignant desert birds. The darkness drops again. But now I know that 20 centuries of stony sleep were vexed to nightmare by a rocking cradle. And what rough beast, its hour come round at last, slouches toward Bethlehem to be born? That's one of the scariest poems to me in the English language. And Kate references it in her email. Thank you, Kate. From Amy in Florida, again, regarding Gore. I thought the speech was great. My Republican husband listened with me and was very impressed. He said if Gore had made speeches like that during the 2000 campaign, he would have won. I reminded him that he did win, but it was stolen away from us. My husband thinks he should run again. I repeat, my Republican husband, please play the part of the speech where he insists that the independent prosecutor should be made a part of every race in every part of the country. It's fantastic. God bless Al Gore. I was crying. I was so starved for the truth. Thanks, Amy in Florida. I don't have that soundbite, Amy, but, Amy, and a couple of people have said that. Starved for the truth. Starved for the truth. It's astonishing how thick. It's difficult to walk, isn't it? It's difficult to move your mind with the lies that are out there, with the knowledge of what's going on in this country. I was thinking today, the true blissfulness of ignorance. I look at my 18-month-old, or I consider my 5-year-old and 4-year-old grandchildren, and how utterly and absolutely their innocence just surrounds them. Well, my grandkids' mothers and fathers, they'd be my daughters, and the fathers of their children, and me, of course, where it concerns my daughter, my baby daughter, I am terrified. I know what's going on. I can remember when I was a kid. I was thinking about this today. When I was a kid in the 50s, and I would come home for lunch from school, just like in the Paul Simon song, and my mother would literally be hanging the laundry out in the backyard on those wire things that ran between the house and the garage with the wooden stakes to push them up so they wouldn't drag on the ground, and the sound of sheets and towels flapping in the breeze in Toledo, Ohio. I didn't have a care in the world. But McCarthyism was rampant in the country. The Rosenbergs were being executed. Oh, yeah, in school they had duck and cover drills for us, but that just became so stupid it didn't register with us anyway. Besides, we saw Myrtle the Turtle or Ertle the Turtle. Don't play it, Kathy, don't play it. Please don't play it. But that little turtle bastard who said, duck and cover, hey, it's Ertle the Turtle. What do you have to do to prevent a nuclear bomb from tearing your soul into oblivion? Just get under your desk, kiddies. It's okay. Well, we believed it. And sometimes during the day, when I'm just going about my day, doing the laundry, going to the grocery store, taking Molly for a walk, I don't know, reading something, sitting on the back porch, this feeling clouds in. Doesn't this happen to you? It's like trying to swim through molasses or some sort of thickness, some viscous thing, that just I can't get through it. And it's the political climate in this country. This is awful. This is horrible. Spying. Doing it again. Spying on Americans. Sending people to be tortured. Jesus, every time you turn around. Every time you turn around, it's more and more and more. And the dictator, Bush, saying, yeah, I've done it. I'll do it again. I've got my Enabling Act. Of course, Bush doesn't know Enabling Act from an alligator. He wouldn't know one if it came up, bit him on the ass. But he's got his Enabling Act. He had his Reichstag fire. It wasn't, you know, the 9/11 attack on this country, not Pearl Harbor. That was the Reichstag fire. Do you feel that way, too? Do you realize that you really are in this on your own? And then realize in the same thought, truth seeker, that you're not. There are hundreds of thousands or millions of people like you, like me, who are not afraid, who are willing to resist. We just need to, I don't know what. What do we need to do? We just need to get together and say, that's it. This is enough. My country, my documents, my constitution means more to me than to see it go down Bush's toilet.
And there ain't no place in this world for kids to go. So
you're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Vacuuming isn't just about extending the life of your carpets. It's about creating a healthier home environment. That's one reason why 50,000 hotels and millions of people insist on my hypoallergenic 8-pound Auric XL. Try my hypoallergenic Auric XL free for 30 days or for free literature. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Because a clean home is a healthier home.
Dear Gold Bond, I'm a hairstylist, and washing hair all day really wrecks my hands.
Listen to this real letter from Nikki of West Virginia about our Ultimate Healing Lotion.
Since I found Gold Bond Ultimate, my hands haven't cracked once.
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, cracked skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
Now I show off my hands to all my clients.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
This stuff really works.
justice and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 23 past the hour. A letter from Mark in Japan. Mike, I just went to the World Can't Wait website, signed a petition calling for Bush to step down. In doing so, I was impressed by the high-profile list of signers included on the website for all to see. Why not read a few of the more notable names? It will go a long way toward lending credibility to the organization and get people to check it out. Rather than my read, that's a good idea, Mark, but I think people will go to the website and check it out. Our good friend Studs Terkel is there, I know. Lewis Lapham, who's the editor of Harper's, a couple of people that I respect. Mark is a Vermont expatriate living in Hiroshima. He said, P.S., would love a shout-out to your Japan listeners, more than you know. Well, big shout-out then to... listeners to Air America in Japan. One thing you will find at World Can't Wait, a couple of statements that you already know this, Truth Seeker, but it bears repeating every single day. It should be on every newscast. It should come out of the mouths of every single Democrat who finds himself or herself near a camera. I'm talking about Democratic senators and governors and members of the House, judges. This is not this is not a game. This is not, third and long. It's not that. Your government, on the basis of outrageous lies, is waging a murderous and utterly illegitimate war in Iraq with other countries in their sights. Your government is openly torturing people and justifying it. Your government puts people in jail on the mere suspicion, refusing them lawyers and either holding them indefinitely or deporting them in the dead of night. Your government is moving each day closer to a theocracy, where a narrow and hateful band of Christian fundamentalism will rule. Your government suppresses the science that doesn't fit its religious, political, and economic agenda, forcing present and future generations to pay a terrible price. Your government is moving to deny women here and all over the world the right to birth control and abortion. Your government enforces a culture of greed, bigotry, intolerance, and ignorance. Hello, hello. Jesus, I wish I was 7 years old again, Kathy. Second grade, coming home for lunch. Late spring in Toledo, Ohio, where my mom is hanging the laundry out on the clothesline in the backyard. From Herb in Mississippi. Mike, you're right about Gore. He is late speaking, but instead of holding Gore in contempt, and I too am upset he let us down 5 years ago, I don't think he or any of us at this time, or at that time, thought we would be here where we are today. It is a shame Americans won't rise to the moment and stand up. Let's listen to the message and give Gore credit for speaking out. That's Herb from Mississippi, who you've heard on this program. The White House, of course, is going after Gore the same way they went after McCain. Of course, McCain doesn't learn. McCain just takes the beating and goes back for more. Hit me again, George. I love it when you hit me. I got so used to it in the Hanoi Hilton. Ooh, that's evil, Malloy. By God, it's the truth. Same way they went after Max Cleland, John Kerry, John Murtha. The White House accused former Vice President Al Gore of hypocrisy today for his assertion that Bush broke the law by eavesdropping on Americans without court approval. White House Press Secretary and Piglet Scott McClellan said, if Al Gore is going to be the voice of the Democrats on national security matters, we welcome it. Quick break. We'll be back. We're going to take some phone calls. All right. The number here is 866-303-2270. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
I'll scare off intruders in my- my fatigues, flak jacket, and army boots. My neck is red, my collar blue, I like it that way. I don't hear liberals talking to me, I don't see things their way. Yeah, I'm on the right side, I'm on the right side.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
I thought you were done with our taxes.
I am, but now TurboTax can help us get even more from our tax refund.
Really?
Yeah. With TurboTax, we can use all or part of our refund for gift cards with a bonus of 10%, 20%, or more at over 50 major retailers.
Wow.
We can get more from the places where we'd spend our money anyway.
A bonus on top of our refund? I'm thinking power tools.
Or some new shoes.
DVD player.
Dinner out.
Barbecue grill.
New laptop.
Vacation.
Vacation.
Fees apply. Learn more at TurboTax.com.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
standing up to the flying monkey ride, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's 26 before the hour. Let's do some phone calls here. Starting with Jeff, who's calling in from Long Beach, California, I believe. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Yes, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
I would like to know, if you were in power, if Bush and Cheney are impeached, you're in power, what you would do to protect America against terrorism?
You can't protect a country against terrorism. You can only react to an act of terror. And let me answer in two parts. My reaction to the attack on 9/11 would have been an international police effort, tracking these bastards down and bringing them to justice, either in this country or in The Hague at the International Criminal Court. That's A. B. The fact is, and most of us don't want to acknowledge this, the conditions that produce terrorism. And remember, if I define it as terrorism, somebody else defines it as an act of liberation. That's just the way human beings are. The conditions that produce these acts of terror against the United States are eminently fixable. First of all, get our troops out of the Middle East. We have no business being there. Secondly, strike deals. If we're going to suck up Middle Eastern oil, strike deals with the people who own the oil, the countries that own it. Secondly, use a more even-handed approach to the Israeli-Palestinian issue. So I hope that answers it for you.
I'd like to make another point, if I could.
Sure.
All right. We know that there are suitcase nuclear bombs that have been available since the Soviet Union collapsed, right?
I don't know. Who says that?
Well, it's well known.
Well, it's not well known by me. It's not well known by me, and I've worked in media for 25 years.
Okay. The
possibility might exist, but so what?
You may not know that, but it is a fact that there are nuclear suitcase bombs that are not accountable by inventory by the former.
Okay. I'll stipulate that you're right. So what?
Okay. If
No. You answer me now. So what?
I'm going to tell you. If there's a possibility that these nuclear bombs exist, which I believe is true, how do we protect the United States?
You can't.
Against the possibility of these things being detonated in our country.
You can't. You tell me. By spying on Americans?
I would say that it's very, very possible that spying on Americans that are receiving phone calls from overseas is a very good way of defending ourselves against the threat.
Well, guess what? Guess what? If somebody wants to bring a nuclear weapon in a suitcase into America, then woohoo! They just don't make any overseas phone calls. Hello?
Yeah, don't you think
walk across the Canadian border.
Mike, don't you think it's a good idea to supervise people that are calling from terrorist organizations into this country?
Who's doing that? Well, what are you talking about? It's been revealed now by the FBI in today's New York Times that all that surveillance produced nothing.
Didn't we hear?
How many nuclear suitcases has the National Security Agency intercepted?
Didn't we hear?
Answer me.
I will. But
How many nuclear suitcases has the NSA intercepted as a result of listening to overseas phone calls?
Absolutely none, as far as we know. But
Okay.
But President Bush, in his one of his previous speeches, claimed that we have prevented at least 10 terrorist strikes against our country.
Jeff, President Bush, as you call him, claimed that Iraq had nuclear weapons. President Bush, as you call him, claimed that it would take 20 minutes to launch a nuclear strike against America. What the hell are you giving any credence to what President Bush says anyway? He also said he'd fully fund No Child Left Behind, and that he'd save the environment, and that he was going to make the atmosphere clean,
Mike.
And that he was going to rescue Social Security. What the hell is wrong with you, Jeff?
Can I ask you a question, Mike, please?
Well, ask me anything you want, but I'm beginning to realize I'm dealing with a blind man.
Okay, it's possible you're dealing with a blind man. Let me just ask you a question. If President Clinton in 1998 said that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and bombed them accordingly. Would you say that President Clinton was a liar as well?
I'd say he was wrong to have done what he did. What the hell gives Clinton the right to attack a sovereign nation who's not a threat to us? How about let's attack China, Jeff? China has nuclear weapons.
Well, attacking China would be a very difficult thing.
Oh, okay. So you go after the weak asses. That's your theory, right?
Well,
attack. All right. How about Pakistan? Pakistan has nuclear weapons, Jeff.
They already have nuclear weapons. Yes.
Let's bomb them.
Well, Pakistan happens to be our ally.
Right. That's why we keep killing Pakistani civilians.
Mike, why are you so upset?
I'm not upset at all. I'm listening to you, and I'm realizing that your mind is like jello. What the hell is wrong with you, Jeff?
I'm trying to have a discussion with you.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're giving me all sorts of weird statements.
You tell me what you would do.
I answered you. What the hell? How many times do you want me to tell you? You can't defend against terrorism. Ask the British. Ask the people in Northern Ireland. Ask the Israelis. Ask the Palestinians. Ask the people in Sri Lanka.
Okay,
ask
so
the people in Chile. Ask the people in Mexico. Ask the people all over the world.
Okay,
you
so
can't protect
view,
against...
There's nothing we can do.
Oh, Jesus. All right, Jeff, I've had enough. Goodbye. Thank you. Adios. I'm not going to sit here and go round and round in circles with you chasing your tail. You don't prevent acts of terror. Tell me a country that has. I told you what we could do to stop acts of terror. You don't lock down the civil liberties in America. You stop fomenting terror in the world. The biggest terrorist nation in the history of humankind, Jeff, has been, for the past 50 years, the United States of America. Do you not get that? Jesus Christ, do you not get that? We have overthrown governments. We have assassinated leaders. We have invaded countries based on false pretenses. We murdered 2 million Indochinese and sacrificed 58,000 Americans. For what? When Salvador Allende was elected in Chile, and amazingly, a socialist was elected in Chile just the other day, Henry Kissinger made sure that Allende was murdered! And Pinochet took over, and thousands of people were disappeared. Jeff, when the Sandinistas threw out the corrupt Somoza government in Central America, in Nicaragua, what do? Jeff, we committed mass murder and set up death camps and executed 200,000 Central Americans. And you're going to talk to me about terrorism? Educate yourself, Jeff. For God's sake, educate yourself. Like the elder prince in the movie Syriana said, any nation that comprises 5% of the world's population but spends 50% of its budget making war is not interested in spreading peace and freedom in the world, Jeff. I'll tell you what, we stop killing them and they'll stop hating us. It's pretty damn simple. So don't talk to me about these candy-ass suitcase bombs. Are you out of your freaking mind? But you didn't want an answer, Jeff. You right-wingers never do. You want to state your case, you want to vomit up whatever garbage Limbaugh or Bush has pumped into your throats. And you want people like me to sit here and just go, oh, well, gee, Jeff, I don't know. Well, what did Clinton do in 1999? Oh, well, the dirty, rotten bastard. So you're right, Jeff, I'm just a hypocrite. How about, Jeff, that we follow up on Kucinich's idea and start a Department of Peace equal in power to the Department of War, or as we euphemistically call it, the Defense Department? That might work, too. You see, you right-wingers, you don't want solutions. You want death and destruction as long as it's someone else's death and not you or yours or your sons or your daughters. get off my radio program, Jeff, until you at least have an understanding of contemporary history. You don't have to go back. Just 50 years. Just through the Cold War. You can do that. Can't you? Can't you do that? Can't any of you right-wingers do that? Don't you understand the country, the government of the country you're living in? Don't you understand what occurred during the so-called Cold War? Don't you understand how many millions of people were butchered by the United States? Did the Soviets do it? Yes! And they don't exist anymore. But you can't be this ignorant. You can't be. Well, then again, and maybe if we stop looting all the natural resources of foreign countries because we're addicted to petroleum in this country, that might work too, Jeff. And if we stop looking the other way when other less oily nations mistreat their citizens, then maybe they'll stop hating us. When we stop supporting Nazi regimes like Egypt and Jordan and Syria and Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. You think?
Why do we keep on lighting these fires, these bombs? We don't know what's gone wrong. We're getting
the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. The way I see it, there's more to vacuuming than picking up the dirt that Spot tracked in. Even more critical is the dust that can carry germs and those nasty allergens. Try a hypoallergenic 8-pound Oric XL free for 30 days or for free literature. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Because when it comes to dust, you can trap it in my vacuum or let your loved ones breathe it in. What's your pleasure?
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now available in three sizes at Brooks Pharmacy, Eckerd Pharmacy, and other fine stores.
when Americans learn to speak a language, learn to speak Arabic, those in the Arabic regional say, gosh, America's interested in us. They care enough to learn how we speak.
What? It's about 10 before the hour. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we'll begin a nightly revisitation of Orwell's 1984, which is certainly more relevant today than ever before. Little bits and bites and pieces over the course of however long it takes to read it. Mark is calling from Phoenix. Mark, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, dittos, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Dittos. Hey, listen. Fight them over there before they come over here.
Fight who?
Fight the Muslims. That's what it's all about for us Republicans.
The Muslims are already here. There are 2 million Muslims in America. You want to take them out? You want to take them out and kill them?
Mike, I'm going to break the script.
No. Listen. No, hold on a second, Mark. Don't be a typical right winger on me. Have a little creativity, okay? Have a little bit of dignity and self respect. Don't just spout the Limbaugh crap. Let me ask you something, okay? Kill the Muslims. All right, kill the Muslims over there. What about the 2 million that are here?
Well, listen.
What about the 2 million that are here? Should we kill them? It's a fifth column inside our country. They're going to come and get you in the night. They're going to cut your throat, Mark. Right?
Hey,
just
Mark,
like
Mike,
the, just
Mike.
A, hey, listen, hey, yo, Mark. Just like the Jews were going to do to the good Germans in 1933 in the Democratic Republic of Germany. Right?
Mike, listen.
No, I'll tell you what. I got a better idea. Let's round up all the Muslims and put them on boxcars and send them to places out in the desert and tell them they're going to have showers and put them in there and gas them and then burn them. How about that?
Hey, well, listen, Mike. Now, listen. Now, don't hang up on me. You got to let the other side speak, okay?
What side? The crazy people?
Listen, how do you think they sold us on this war in the first place? You
lies, lies, and more lies.
You think there was a little bit of not liking Muslims involved?
No, it had nothing to do with Muslims. What it had to do with is loving oil.
It's called revenge for 9-1-1.
Well, then why didn't we tax Saudi Arabia?
Well, because the Bush family, you know this, is making a lot of money off Saudi Arabia.
Oh, for Christ's sake. So that's okay with you?
Well, look,
well, you know what you're doing, Mark. What you're displaying is a foaming mouth, rapid, bloody-eyed hypocrisy. First of all, Mark, you don't have a clue as to who really attacked this country on 9/11. You've been told it was 15 bombers who came to this country. What were the nationalities of those bombers, Mark?
They're a bunch of Muslims. What do you think?
Okay.
Come on.
Goodbye, Mark. Have a nice life. Be careful. You're going to wake up some night and a Muslim is going to be in your bedroom raping your wife and butchering your children and cutting your throat. Okay? Guaranteed. Just like the Jews were going to do that to the good Germans back in 1933 in, oh, I don't know, Berlin. You sick bastard. Jesus Christ, where do these people come from? Where do these people come from? Huh? I mean, it is kind of comical. It is kind of funny in a real sick, degenerate way to hear these cretins. But on the other hand, no, it's not. I have to share a country with these thugs. I have to, because I'm a decent human being, I let these animals come on my radio program.
Clearly, this was a Glenn Beck supporter.
Yeah, did you hear that CNN is going to give this rat bastard sicko Glenn Beck a program? A television program? Oh, my God. You know, Rush Limbaugh may be the pig man, and Sean Hannity may just do for Rush what Monica did for Bill every chance Sean gets, but Glenn Beck is one sick son of a bitch. He really is. And CNN is giving him a program.
It sure sounded to me, though, like this last caller was saying that all Muslims are dirty and evil and terrible except the Muslims that Bush does business with.
This last caller, Kathy, is a sick puppy. He couldn't find his ass with both hands. He doesn't know what to say. You know, he's been told on the one hand, that this is a Muslim-Christian war. I'm sure he's probably a Christian. On the other hand, that, you know, Bush has great business relationship with the bin Laden family and the Saudi royals, and that makes it hard for these right-wingers. They can't process it. So they say, liberal media, liberal media, liberal media, or some such bat squeeze. They are funny, though, aren't they? In a perverse, kind of dangerous way. Man. I just have to sit here for a second and let these last two callers I've had. I mean, nice try, guys, but you both are so screwed up. It's just unbelievable. Suitcase bombs and my God. Bob is calling from Wisconsin. Bob, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike, and hey. Bravo for what you're doing. I'm not a sicko.
Okay.
I'm an Air Force veteran of the Korean War, serving in intelligence functions, so I'm not a dummy about things I'm going to say.
Okay.
I know you've been on fascism, and I've been reading John Gunther's Pulitzer Prize-winning book, Inside Europe, which was published...
Oh, years,
70 years ago.
Yeah, years and years ago.
Oh, yeah. But it's foretold things that were going on or were coming down the pike and what would happen. It's way ahead of 1984.
Hey, can you hold on, Bob?
I surely can.
All right, I've got to do a break here, and we've only had you on for 40 seconds. So if you don't mind holding, we'll put you on hold. We'll come back right after the break and finish the conversation. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The group holding an American journalist hostage is threatening to kill her unless Iraqi female prisoners are freed within 72 hours. 28-year-old Christian Science Monitor reporter Jill Carroll was taken hostage earlier this month near the office of a Sunni leader she was supposed to interview. Arab TV network Al Jazeera aired a video showing Carroll speaking to the camera, though her voice wasn't broadcast. The White House is lashing out at former Vice President Al Gore's assertion that President Bush is breaking the law by authorizing warrantless eavesdropping. Gore made the accusation in a D.C. speech Monday.
What we do know about this pervasive wiretapping virtually compels the conclusion that the President of the United States has been breaking the law repeatedly and insistently.
Presidential spokesman Scott McClellan argued that the Clinton administration authorized warrantless physical searches. He accused Gore of hypocrisy.
Al Gore's hypocrisy knows no bounds. If he is going to be the voice of the Democratic Party on national security matters, we welcome it. We look forward to the discussion. I think the American people clearly understand the importance of what we're trying to do to protect them and prevent attacks from happening.
McClellan argued that the legal justification for the warrantless spy program has been clearly spelled out by the Justice Department. Gore lost the disputed 2000 presidential election to President Bush. And President Bush met with the Prime Minister of Belgium at the White House Tuesday. In brief remarks after the meeting, Bush stressed the importance of good transatlantic relations.
About how it's important for the United States to work with the European Union to reach common objectives and to help work together to make this world a more peaceful place and a better place for people.
President Bush declined to answer questions from news reporters about the current flap over domestic spying. Some Republicans say Senator Hillary Clinton should apologize for a comment she made Monday at a Harlem Dr. King tribute comparing the Republican-controlled House of Representatives to a plantation.
It has been run like a plantation, and you know what I'm talking about.
Long Island Congressman Peter King says using the word plantation is cheap racial politics. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
7 past the hour. Welcome back. All right. Let's just let's stay with the phone calls here. All right? Want to do that? Oh, I do have to. We're coming back to Bob here in just a second. Before we come back to you, Bob, let me just get this out first. Michelle Bachelet, I believe is how her name is pronounced, Chile's first woman president, socialist. The irony here is astonishing. I wonder what Kissinger is doing tonight. Or the other day when Michelle Bachelet won the presidency of Chile. The last time a socialist won the presidency of Chile with a plurality, that was Salvador Allende, and I believe it was in the early, 72? Henry Kissinger, and this is for our two right-wingers who called in. You know, you have these questions about terrorism, Jesus Christ, and you don't even realize that your own country is the biggest exporter of terror in the history of the human race. You just don't understand that, do you? And I don't know why you don't understand it. You should understand it. This is all being done in your name. But Henry Kissinger and some of the right-wing military people in Chile decided that when Salvador Allende was elected president by the people of Chile, that no, that was not going to happen because Allende was a socialist, you see. And he was tired of seeing his country, like so many countries in Latin America, being exploited by American corporate interests. The big culprit back then was International Telephone, ITT. There were other companies that were just treating Chile as its natural resources and its labor market as if it was a doormat. We can do anything we want. We're America. We are El Norte Americanos. We can do it, anything we want to do. You did what? You elected a social. Well, we'll take care of him. So Kissinger, Henry the Rat Kissinger, the guy who won the Nobel Peace Prize for finally agreeing with the North Vietnamese the size and shape of the table at the Paris Peace Talks back in 1968, 69, and how many people went on and were murdered, Americans and North Vietnamese, before Kissinger, the rat bastard? Never mind. I digress. But Kissinger made sure that Allende was overthrown, arrested, jailed, and murdered. Murdered! And that Augusto Pinochet, who now is a doddering old senile old man who should be tried for crimes against humanity and treated with whatever law his country imposes for crimes against his own people. But, you know, he's too old. What is he, his early 90s? To my two callers who are right-wing, one of the favorite tricks of the Allende government was to take socialists, union organizers, school teachers, you know, people who felt that living under a military junta was not exactly what they wanted to do. They would take them up in airplanes and take them out over the ocean because Chile is a coastal country. I know you guys don't know that. Take them out over the ocean at around 6,000 feet and push them out of the airplane. Or make them sit there and watch while they pushed their children out of the airplane with no parachute. Henry Kissinger is a mass murderer. He is wanted now, I think, on two continents. He will never stand for the crimes he committed against humanity, because he is protected. And you want to know why they hate us? It's not because we buy houses. It's because the United States... if this is too painful for you, Truth Seeker, go listen to Glenn Beck. You know, tune me out. I don't care. I really don't care. I don't. Because I've said a million times, our job here is not to educate. You should know this yourself, you right-wingers. I know right-wingers are involved in the most egregious acts of willful ignorance. You can't stand to know the truth about your own government, your own country, what has been done in your name. You can't stand it. You would go instantly insane. You wouldn't be able to handle it. Your head would start spinning. But the other day, Michelle Bachelet, 54-year-old woman, became the president of Chile. She says, I am a socialist. But I wear many hats. I was not a minister of the socialists. I was a minister of all the Chileans. I will be president for all the Chileans. Oh, and by the way, she was politicized by the coup of September 73 that brought Augusto Pinochet to power. Her father was a general in the Air Force who was opposed to the military government and died in prison. Her daddy did. She worked undercover for the socialist youth, and she was held for weeks with her mother, Angelica, in torture and detention centers before being allowed to flee the country in 1975. Now, if I ever get a phone call from a right-winger who really, really, really wants an answer to whatever question you have, and your brain is not full of the poison that Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Limbaugh, Beck, Hannity, Coulter, on and on and on, that these people pump into America's collective consciousness 24/7, coast to coast, border to border, across the fruited plain. If you can approach this program with an open mind, willing to hear a truthful answer to your question, I'll be happy to give it to you. Anything. I don't give a damn. Any question you have. But none of you can do that. Now, back to Bob. Bob, thanks. I'm sorry I got off on a rant because of the election of this socialist woman in Chile. And I just find it highly ironic that 31 years ago a socialist was executed for being a socialist in, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm a historian, too, and I appreciate everything you said, particularly about Henry Kissinger.
Oh, what a killer. What a thug. What an awful man.
Well, those two guys that called you weren't right-wingers. They were stormtroopers. Now, let me read just a teeny bit here from inside Europe, inside Germany. Why does the individual not resent the authority of the dictator or leader, just as he resented parental authority? The reason, according to an eminent psychologist, is that individual doubt of the fallibility of the dictator is lessened as more and more people come to follow and worship him. The greater the number of followers, the less the necessity for doubt. Quote, a psychic epidemic of adoration, unquote, floods the country. And that's what we have to fight here in the United States, because fascism is on the growth, and it is a cancer on the presidency, as John Dean would say, and also on our Constitution. Adolf Hitler, according to Mr. Gunther, left one principle for us to look at. It was called the Führerprinzip, leader principle, which means authority from the top down, obedience from the bottom up, the complete reversal of the democratic theory of government. Now, there's one thing that I told your listening lady, and I appreciate it. There was a major episode to try to get people behind Hitler. That was, as you said a little earlier, the burning of the parliament, or the Reichstag.
Right.
And Mr. Gunther, who was there right after it happened, said, and I quote, when Germany awoke from this fire, a man's home was no longer his castle.
Mm-hmm.
He could be seized by private individuals, could claim no protection from the police, could be indefinitely detained without preferment of charges. His property could be seized. His verbal and written communications overheard and perused. He no longer had the right to foregather with his fellow countrymen, and his newspapers might no longer freely express opinions.
Yeah, and Bob, I have to leave it there. I hear what you're saying.
But this is where we are.
That's right.
Substitute Hitler for Bush and a few other people, and that's where we are.
You're absolutely right. Bob, thanks for the insight, and thanks for holding on. Thanks for calling. We'll be right back. Quick break. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Yeah, welcome to the new American century. I want a big, big Mac and double fries. I want to wave my American standard.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello, my name's Smokey, and I'm a hardcore biker. I'm here to tell you that Geico... Hold on a sec. Is this the right music, bro?
Really?
Anyway, Geico covers most kinds of bikes, so you can get money-saving discounts whether you're a casual weekend rider or a hardcore biker like me. See, man, I'm not sure. This music don't make a lick of sense.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet, but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.
In the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from great advisors to whom I listen.
Sounds like a couple of right-wingers who called this program tonight. 21 past the hour. Again, the offer is always open to conservatives. If you ever want to call in, like I said, with a fact-based question or statement, I'll be happy to talk with you. Morgan is calling from Northern California, I believe. Morgan, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say that I agree with everything you said and everybody that's been calling and the way you have attacked them. I think it's wonderful. But I want to say this is the most important issue. I am an extreme radical person on the other side. Randy and you are the conservatives in my eyes. You are in the centrist. I am there to counterbalance the extreme Republicans on the other, the radical extremists on the other side. So when they're all trying to make you guys out like, you know, like Michael Moore is such an evil person, I laugh because you guys are not radical. You guys are in the central. So if you guys
let me ask you something. How do your politics differ from mine?
Okay, because in the 80s, this is another reason why I think it's so important that you have those 13-year-olds on plus younger, because I heard Buffalo Springfield when I was 13. I am now 52. By the time I was 14, I was in the Democrats. I have stayed a lifelong Democrat, and I'm 52 now because it is so imperative that I be the agitator to the Democrats because I believe in the Greens. Now, what has happened in the 80s? I was...
Morgan, stop. You know, this is all very interesting, but we don't have time. I'm asking you a follow-up question on what you said. You said that, you said that I and Randy... I assume you mean Randy Rhodes, are like moderates or center. How are my, I don't know Randy's politics that well.
I was about ready to tell you.
Okay, well, get right to it. How are my politics different from yours?
In the 80s, I went into the ELF because I didn't think we had a chance in regards to Greenpeace and stuff like that. That was too gentle. I had to take more active roles.
Yeah.
And so I was a leader, especially in Los Angeles and throughout the nation. I have gone to much extremes. We have started.
Okay, Morgan, I have to stop you again because we're running out of time here. How are your politics different from mine?
Because I totally believe that you have to get extreme to be able to have, like, for instance, I bite the butts in regards to the Republicans and everything. They have threatened to kill me and different things of that nature, but that's just irrelevant. I just, you know, there is that extreme in that nature. I have.
Okay, wait a minute. Morgan, let me stop you one more time.
I've got a lot of people on my side, is what I was saying.
Okay, one more time. Morgan, how are your politics different from mine?
Because you, in a sense, speak, and I was actually going out there not just to speak, because I was a spokesperson, but on top of that, we were trying to bring it to bring the awareness to everybody by doing things a little bit more radical. And so
okay. Last time, I'm trying to get past the Ritalin. How are your politics different from mine?
Okay, you might have to be more specific in that. How is your politics different than mine? The reason why is like I would get more.
Okay, Morgan, I've got to go. I really do. Thank you, Morgan. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. Kevin is calling from New York. Kevin, welcome to the program. Kevin? Is this Kevin?
Yes.
Hey, Kevin, welcome to the program.
Yes. I was talking to you the other day, but I got cut off. I have another question today. You know, you've been talking a lot about fascism today. And, you know, and thinking back to what happened in Germany, Hitler picked several groups to target. And as a gay black man here in the United States, and seeing what the Bush crime family has done in targeting gays in the last election, is my concern that in our move towards fascism that gays will be targeted?
Oh, there's no question. The religious right, in working hand in glove with the political right, if the sort of government is established in this country that the religious right wants, you are the new Jew. You see, you will be gassed, your body will be torn into pieces, you will be thrown into mass graves, and there will be an attempt to purify the United States from your spore, your spawn, and your degeneracy. This is exactly what the Germans said about the Jews, what the Nazis said about the Jews.
Okay.
So two things. The best thing to do would be to get hetero and get white real quick.
I'm also left-handed, and according to...
Well, then you're doomed. Then you're absolutely doomed. Thanks for checking in, Kevin. Watch your back, pal, please. Jesus, watch your back. All right, we'll be right back.
The maggots are getting hot. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Dear Gold Bond, my husband's a carpenter.
And my hands were rough as sandpaper. Here's a real letter from Gene and Tom of New Jersey about our Ultimate Healing Lotion. Then she got me Gold Bond Ultimate.
It works better than any lotion we've ever used.
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, cracked skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
Now his hands are almost smoother than mine.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion. This stuff really works.
It really does.
Honey?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax this year.
Mm-hmm. And it's so easy. TurboTax asks these simple questions, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Uh-huh. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Well, what about deductions?
Found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
What?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or visit a retailer near you.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. In the time you own 3 or 4 other vacuums, my 8-pound Orrick XL will still be going strong. But you're going to love an Orrick XL for another reason. It's hypoallergenic. Whatever it picks up stays inside the bag. So try an Orrick XL free for 30 days or for free literature. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. With an Orrick XL, there's never a foul odor or a cloud of dust in your face.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Six before the hour. A couple of emails here. This is from Rachel. Mike, hi. I'm a 62-year-old lady, 4'11" and about 95 pounds. Would you tell those two, quote, male, close quote, callers, that if they're such frightened little panty wastes that they want to give up their freedom for the sake of Bush's delirium-enhanced protection, come on up to Montana. And we'll let them out of the basement several hours a day to feed cows and eat a little gruel. I doubt if we'd ever get a suitcase bomb in this isolated country. I guess that was directed to those two. Yeah, that's the other thing that bothers me about those kinds of phone calls. Aside from the fact that what they have to say is just saturated with ignorance and they're totally unaware of the world they live in, the world they help create. But it's that fear that you can almost smell over the telephone. I am so sick of being around or listening to people who are so eat up with fear. This is what Hannity and Beck and Limbaugh and Savage and O'Reilly, this is what they push, Coulter. They push fear. They push it just like a junkie, just like some crack peddler on a street corner out here not far from our studio. It's crack. It's junk. It's poison. But I hear this from right-wingers. I sit down and I talk with people who are on the left, whether the far left or just, you know, a little bit left of center, or the liberals, or a whole lot of Democrats. I'm not talking about politicians. But just people, common folk, men and women, young people, middle-aged. And I don't hear that fear. I hear defiance and resistance. I hear anger. The only place I hear fear is from Republicans. You all are really a pack of cowards. Jesus, that's why you're so willing, so just absolutely willing to allow George W. Bush and Dick Cheney become what? Your protectors? Do you think they really tried? Do you think they're going to protect you? They don't give a tinker's damn about you, Bubba. Nothing. Nothing. But it's that fear, that stench, that stink of fear. And you know it when you smell it. If you've ever smelled fear, you know fear when you smell it. Kind of that sweaty body odor. You know, too much of the wrong kind of adrenaline. The fear adrenaline. You know, fight or flight. Just swirling around inside the person standing next to you. And they reek of it. And I swear to God, I can smell it over the phone. I don't get that from liberals. I never have. Cowards. This is from Steve. Mike, I was just listening to that hate monger talking about killing the Muslims to get retribution for 9/11. Which Muslims were he? Was he referring to? The Arab Muslims in the Middle East, or the Muslims in Indonesia, the largest Muslim country? Or by kill the Muslims, is he really referring to Arabs in general and just assumes that they're all Muslims? Just wondering who we're going to kill. Arabs, Muslims? Should we kill them all? Let God sort them out. Also, I've sent you stuff on this before, but this is the geopolitical strategy behind the upcoming attacks on Iran and the attacks on Iraq. The author points out that if we were interested in Iraqi oil, we could just print up all the dollars needed to buy as much as we want. And a few other comments from Steve. Yeah, the ignorance, the gross stupidity of right-wingers. That's the other thing. The stench of fear that just reeks. Do you right-wingers realize that you can be smelled by an animal that would prey on you, that would eat you? You can be smelled because of your fear. If you right-wingers were ever dropped into a situation where they're predatory animals, you'd be dead within 10 minutes. You'd be some creature's dinner because you reek of fear. Aye. Back to the phones. Frank is calling from L.A. Frank, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Frank.
I'm a new listener and very excited to have found you.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you. I've been starting to learn about 9/11 for about 15 months now, and just getting increasingly despondent about how silent everything else is. And to hear you say the things you say is amazing, and it's important. And, you know, it's you said that there were some, you know, other Air America talent out there making noise. They are, and they're doing great jobs, and they're really smart, but they don't talk about that stuff. And you are bridging the gap between, you're making it okay, and you're making it sound sane. And that's what we need, because it's frightening. And that kind of takes me to the reason I called, which is you mentioned the JFK thing earlier and how upset you were at the idea of dying and
never knowing the real story. Yeah, I hate that. I hate that because, you know, I was there. I don't mean I was in Dallas, but, you know, I was in front of my television on November 22nd, 1963. And damn, I wish I could see how it turned out. What the truth really was.
Well, I swear to you, I saw something recently in the last 6 months, a film that seemed so well put together and researched, and it made so much sense. And you may already know, you may have already heard all these theories, but I would love to just give it to you in three sentences if you want.
Go ahead.
Well, it seems that there was a war going on within our government between the CIA and the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
And there was JFK and J. Edgar Hoover on one side with the FBI and their assets. There was the CIA and the sort of the Bush crime family types on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And Kennedy didn't have any control over the CIA, and they were launching these secret wars against Castro at every chance they had. He had no control over these guys. And it was everything he could do from the day one that he got into office to keep a lid on them.
Well, the war in Vietnam was a CIA war, too.
Correct, and not a stretch at all to believe. I don't know about that, but I'm
sure. It was. No, it really, 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 really was.
Well, I'm sure that fell right in perfectly into the way it all fell apart, but the Bay of Pigs was not his fault. It wasn't his idea.
No, it was Eisenhower's.
And he tried to stop it, and that's what flipped their switch, and they went insane, and, you know, they got him. And then they went to Hoover. And they said, all right, little pansy, what are you going to do? Are you going to talk or are you not going to talk?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't, but he wrote a memo, and he said, George Bush came to my office, and it was like 2 days after the assassination, and said, he came to my office to discuss the assassination. And that's the memo that came up when George Herbert Walker Bush was was at the hearings to be confirmed as the head of the CIA, and he claimed that he had never had any history with the CIA. He's been with the CIA since he was a baby. I mean, his father, I mean, these guys founded it. And this has been a 60-year-plus attempt by these crazy sons of guns to kill presidents, to launch secret wars and not secret wars, and to take the ring, and they've got it. And I think we're screwed.
Yeah, well, I tend to agree. Are you familiar with Northwoods? Do you know what that word? Oh, okay. I was going to say, do a Google on that if you really want to sit up late at night and go, oh, my God. Hey, listen, I have to leave it there. Thank you so much, Frank. I appreciate you finding the program.
Thank you for being there, brother.
I appreciate you calling in. Take care, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, I've heard that. George Herbert Bush involvement. And that's what I'm talking about. I just wish that I could live long enough for all... on the other hand, probably wouldn't be a good idea to live till 2039. Oh, my God. But I sure would like to know what happened.
Yeah, the Jenna Bush presidency.
Yeah. Quick email here from, oh, God, you just gave me shivers, from Kate in Boca Raton, Florida. She's talking about her childhood. Sitting cross-legged on the floor listening to the early Beatles albums with my 12-year-old girlfriend in her upstairs room, we felt safe. There were patriotic parades. We wore our Easter bonnets on Sunday. Best of Memorial Day gatherings of veterans while a fellow unplayed taps up the hollow. Someone should tell Jeff, the right-wing caller, we were never safe. That there were always deadly chemicals and explosives accessible to nut jobs. There was violence of all sorts all over the world. and many other dangers, pesticides, disease in my lifetime. I heard talk in southern Utah long ago that the feds had tested nuclear weapons when the wind was blowing away from Las Vegas. They're testing depleted uranium and God knows what else even now. There's no silver bullet that can make Jeff 100% safe. Access to history through the internet and programs like yours are filling in some of our memory holes, things that were done we never learned about in Mr. Henderson's 8th grade history class, as inspiring as he was. From Kate Bogaruta. Yeah, I had a Mr. Henderson, too. Didn't we all? Huh? We'll be right back. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
But love's the only engine of survival. Your sellout here, he has been told to say it clear, to say it cool. It's over, it ain't cool. And now the wheels of heaven stop. You feel the devil's riding crop. Get ready for the future. It is murder. Bang the gun, slide.
All direction won't be nothing.
The Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
Dear Gold Bond, I'm a hairstylist, and washing hair all day really wrecks my hands.
Listen to this real letter from Nikki of West Virginia about our Ultimate Healing Lotion.
Since I found Gold Bond Ultimate, my hands haven't cracked once.
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, cracked skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
Now I show off my hands to all my clients.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
This stuff really works.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
In what's called the PDB, there was a warning about bin Laden's desires on America. Frankly, I didn't think there was anything new.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to the Malloy program crew again tonight. Program engineered in New York City by Justin Yuen. Resident rock star Jason Isaac and Zach Marsh tonight as well. Thanks, guys. Dee Neal is our associate producer, also in New York, maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall is our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Thanks to the militant mods there who run the message board. Also Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Catherine Bates, executive producer of this program. Reg just wrote me an email here from TV News Lies, and she writes regarding Jeff, you know, one of the right-wing callers tonight who's just afraid of a suitcase bomb. Reg writes, someone should tell Jeff that U.S. tobacco companies kill 450,000 Americans and 3 million people worldwide every single year. But that's terrorism that's okay with him and his ilk. Ignorance will get us all in the end. Yeah, when you stop and think about it, every year in this country, twice as many people as were nuked in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, twice as many as were nuked in the two cities together. I believe it was about 160,000 and 80,000, that's 240,000. Yes, that's about right. Twice as many people every year in this country from tobacco terrorism. Nobody wants to hear it, Reg. Freddie, back to the phone calls. Freddie is calling from Miami. Freddie, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Freddie. How are you?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And, thank you for standing up to the bullies. They come to the table uneducated for a good time, and you give them a good licking. Hey, Mike, just three questions.
Sure.
Number one, earlier in your program, you were saying that sealed records from the Warren Commission won't be revealed to the public until 2039.
That's my understanding, yeah.
Yeah, and my question related to that, I mean, the answer related to that question is, what in the heck are in those sealed records, number one? Number two, where are these sealed records? And here comes the next question, and I'll take my answers, when I hang up. The second question is, Are there sealed records related to 9/11? And when will they be released to the public? And my comment, my third comment would be, isn't the reason Al Gore turned over the election to the Supreme Court so that he would avoid a constitutional crisis? And could you explain all that? Thanks.
Okay, so thank you, Freddie. Take care.
You
have a nice
bye-bye.
Evening.
Bye-bye from Miami, Florida, by the way.
All right, thanks, Freddie. Yeah, we got, 2 minutes, Kathy? What's in the Warren Commission records that is secret from the American public? I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe some truth. Maybe just what's in the public record, but I kind of doubt that. Where are they kept? I don't know. Maybe Cheney has them. So I'm 0 for 2 there for you, Freddie. 9/11 records? I don't know. 0 for 3. What was the last thing, Kathy?
It's one of them Trixie multi-part questions.
Well, I can usually handle Trixie questions, but... Damn, I'm just totally drawing a blank on the last part. I'm sorry, Freddie. Oh, Al Gore. Yeah, it was George Bush, Bush's crew, Bush's crime family that filed the petition to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the petition said that George Bush would be grievously wounded as a plaintiff if the counting of the votes continued in Florida. Did Did Al Gore back out because there was a constitutional crisis? I don't know. I've been angry with Al Gore ever since that night. Maybe Al Gore knew something. You know, maybe they, quotes around they, maybe the Bush crime family, maybe the American Nazis, maybe somebody threatened to murder his children. I don't know. I have no idea. I can only approach it from the ignorance of an American citizen who knows nothing about what was said to Al Gore or what were the background machinations where it concerned what was going on in Florida. I don't know. I have no idea. I am an ignorant American citizen. Isn't that a shame? That we're all ignorant American citizens where it concerns what really happened. I do know that the images I retain from post-election is very similar to images that I see on the History Channel of Nazis storming in, preventing votes from being counted, as they did in Florida, and on and on and on. So Al Gore, you know, I don't know. Maybe, of course, that begs the question, why is Al Gore then now speaking out? So I don't know, Freddie. I know nothing. I know nothing. But that's what this program's about. We have nothing here except opinion, yours and mine, and questions, more questions. Always the questions. That's all we have is questions. Wish we had some answers. Jesus, I wish we had some answers. Thanks for participating in the program tonight, however you did that. And you right-wingers, I even though you're a bunch of dumbasses, I really do respect the fact that you can dial the phone and give it a shot. It's just your fear. The stench of your fear is just almost overpowering. Maybe tomorrow night we can get a couple of new ones. Eh? You think? I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A leading consumer testing magazine warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums or wear a dust mask. But here's a better idea. Try my newest 8-pound Orrick XL Free for 30 days. It cleans the air as it vacuums your floors. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Then if you still want a bagless vacuum, I'll send you a desk mask to wear.
Tina, your face is all red. Are you okay?
I'm fine. It's just hot in here.
Hot? We're in the freezer aisle, Tina. You're having a hot flash.
Hot flash? Menopause? But I'm still getting my period.
It's not menopause yet, but it could be changing hormones. When I got my first flash, my pharmacist told me to start taking Estrovin. Estrovin is all natural and can help reduce hot flashes, night sweats, and irritability.
I'm not irritable.
Right. And you don't need a prescription. It's in the vitamin aisle.
Let's go get Estrovin now.
Hot flashes? It's just your body telling you it's time for Estrovin. Use as directed.